gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Yes, it is time to have the most beautiful woman right here in Madtown help us when it comes to our beauty each and every Tuesday around this time, because it is a true struggle for a lot of us. We don't know what outfits to put together. We don't know what to put on our face. Sometimes our face looks as bad as what we're wearing, Tracy.
It's very true. Yes.
It is very true. That's why we bring to you Kelsey Christine, over 31,000 followers when it comes to life and style and being a beauty blogger. She is here today. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
It's a really pretty morning. Tracy's glowing. I mean, it just can't get any better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm good.
Yeah. She's been looking at all the stuff that you've been doing, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm glowing.
She's staying on top of it today.
That's right.
Nice.
She's staying on top of it.
Is it sunny over there for you guys?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's gloomy over here for us, but it'll be sunny. It's the opposite for me.
opposite.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, so what are we going to talk about this week, Kelsey? Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk beauty. I swear I'll get back into fashion soon, but I've just been on a beauty kick lately because I feel like a lot of people are asking more questions about that than anything when, you know, a lot of people are still working from home and they're not focusing as much on fashion as they are on beauty. So I want to talk more beauty today. I put a blog post together on my current SCF favorite. So I don't know about you guys, but I've been outside a lot more this year just because, you know, trying to get out of the house during quarantine and all of that. And, you know, when we're outside, we need to have SPF. And SPF is super important. Do you guys use SPF in any of your skincare or any makeup or anything?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I believe my moisturizer has it.
Okay, yep. So if I could go back and tell my younger self one thing, it would be to make sure I wear sunscreen. I kid you not, out of all the things, that would be the number one thing, because I've seen so many people go through, you know, having like cancerous spots on their face, or I've had family members with skin cancer. So it's just definitely important to be protecting that skin, especially out in the sun. If you're not out in the sun, it's okay not to have that. But I wanted to at least put together my top, I think there's 5 items on there that I've been using lately that are skincare and makeup related items with SPF in it. So starting with number one, we're going to start with the moisturizer. I have quite a few moisturizers, but I think this one's probably the one that I use most of the time, and it has SPF 50. It's the Paula's Choice. It's called the Resist Youth Extending Daily Hydrating Fluid. I know that's a mouthful, but it's very light and hydrating. I actually usually use it, since I don't get much sun on my face, since I use a higher SPF, I usually use my Isle of Paradise tanning drops to give my skin a little bit of a sun-kissed glow without the sun, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Paula's Choice is actually a really good option for a ton of SPF when it comes to their products, but this is the only one that I've tried from them.
I just want to say, I heard a rumor at just talking about SPF. Anything that's above 50, it doesn't make any difference.
Oh.
50 is the highest you can go, and if you go 100, it doesn't make a difference. So I guess, that's a misconception.
Yep. So actually, if it's 50, it blocks about 98%.
Yeah.
And if it's 100, it blocks about 99%. So there's really not a difference. I feel like a lot of brands are putting 100 on it and can charge more. But really, that 50 is going to be just as good.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, is because they can get it at a higher price. So don't shoot the messenger, but that's what I heard. So
And I've done a little bit of research myself as well, and that's what I found as well. So
awesome, girl.
Definitely anything over 50, I mean, you're fine to buy it, but just compare and contrast the prices, because you're probably paying more for not a whole lot more protection. So if that makes sense. The next one is the Tula Protect and Glow SPF 30. It's another product that you can use at the end of your skincare routine, but I actually have it next to my makeup so that I put it on more as a primer before starting my makeup, so I don't forget about it. And it's SPF 30. Like I said, it's very lightweight and gives your skin like a little bit of glow, which is really nice.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
well, we like to have a glow, and we like to keep our skin looking young. And in all seriousness as well, like you stated earlier, when it comes to SPF, this is seriously super important for everyone to really take seriously. I lost my father from melanoma cancer, and there are things that I get checked each and every year. So I need to make sure that I protect my myself. So this is super, super important that you do pay attention and get some of these great products.
Yes, I definitely can't urge it enough. It's very, very important. I've not lost any family members. Been very lucky on that front from skin cancer. Other cancers, yes, but they have had a lot of scares, though. So that's enough to get you to wear your SPF for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, so you mentioned this fabulous product called Tula. So you have a coupon, we heard. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Tula is a really great brand. It's a brand I've been using for probably a little over a year and a half, maybe. I love their products, and they just came out with this new SPF 30 Protecting Glow, and I use a ton of other products. I think a couple weeks ago I talked about their under eye brightening gel. It's like a little stick. It's amazing. But I have a coupon code because I do have a partnership with them. It's me, Kelsey, and Kelsey is Kelsie, and you get 15% off on their website, and it's also linked on the blog too, in case anyone forgets.
Very cool.
And they do sell it at Ulta, but I don't have a coupon code for that because it's through a third party. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Listen, the ambassador has all the hookups.
Okay.
Kelsey is the ambassador of Ulta out here.
I am. I am for Wisconsin. So we have, let's see, what are we at? Three more. So Color Science Total, I'll try to be quick. Color Science Total Eye 3-in-1 Renewal Therapy SPF 35. That's another mouthful. It's an under eye. It has this like metal tip on it to use on your under eye, kind of like to help cool while it applies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's coverage for your under eye. It has a little tint to it. With the SPF, sometimes I'll just pop this on under my eyes and it just like brightens them, and I could run out the door literally with just that product alone if I'm going very, very minimal. I don't love leaving without, you know, a little bit of makeup on my face, but that is seriously like one of my holy grails as of lately, especially in the summertime. And then the next one is a lip balm. It's Moroccan Oil has a lip balm that's SPF 20. I know it's a little lower than 30. I actually just found a few new ones that are a little higher than like 30 is around the good SPF you want to be at. But the Moroccan Oil lip balm is not greasy. It leaves your lips feeling hydrated, and your lips are actually really, really thin. So did you know that they can't tan, but they can burn because they're so thin. So wearing SPF can actually help protect both skin, your lips from both skin cancer and signs of aging, because the constant sun exposure on your lips breaks down the collagen, so it can result in thinner looking lips too.
Wow.
So yeah, I used to never wear SPF on my lips. So I'm like, I'm going to put it on now.
Well, listen, I want these lips to look plumper, but I definitely am not going to show them in front of the sun so they can burn and blister, and I don't want them getting big that way. So I will stick with this fabulous chapstick, and then I will just put on a lip plumper.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I have a really good lip plumper too. It's currently out of stock, but once it's back in stock, I'll try to remember to share it with you guys.
Okay.
I wanted to do a blog post on it, but they sold out because all these bloggers are raving about it, and they completely sold out and they haven't restocked yet. So we're just like anxiously waiting for it to be restocked because it works really, really well. It adds like collagen on your lips and really plumps them.
Can you tell us what it is? Or is it a secret?
Yeah, it's called, it's just called like a lip complex. I'm not sure. It's not something that you can, it's just from one website. I'll have to tell you guys about it later. I don't know enough offhand to share it right now.
Yeah.
But it's seriously amazing. I did a before and after and shared it on my Instagram. Oh. People were like, oh my God, I need this. Mm. And it's only like $20. And then you get a $10 off, I think, on your first order. So yeah, I'll share it eventually.
Okay.
It's on my list, guys.
Okay.
So the last item is IT Cosmetics CC Cream with SPF 50.
Love it.
Yes. And IT Cosmetics is a really, really great brand, and they're also available at Ulta. This is a 3-in-1 product, so it's not only like a full coverage foundation. It still can be lightweight, but it has hydrating anti-aging serum and mineral sunscreen in it. A mineral sunscreen is also kind of what you'd prefer. And then I typically use this when if I'm going to the gym, I'll throw it on if I have a lot of blemishes to cover up, because it just kind of evens everything out. But typically I'll wear this like on the lake or on the river when I'm out in the sun all day, like where I want to look more like dewy, because it does have a little bit of dewiness to it. You can mattify it with powder, but it looks like fresh and glowy. And I love it.
Pretty.
Hey, so Kelsey, what does CC mean in a CC cream?
So CC means color correcting. So it's a color correcting cream. That's where more of that like full coverage comes in. So if you ever see anything with CC on it, that means color correction. Yeah. Yeah.
So does that help with people that might have like rosacea or like skin?
So it's going to have, it's going to help. They have certain things to combat like redness. They have certain CC creams that'll combat redness or like yellow undertones too. Okay. Yeah. They have lots of different, IT Cosmetics is great when it comes to any kind of like like coverage like that.
I just love I wear the powder. I wear the It mascara. I'm like a huge fan. Huge fan.
Mm, yes, they're a great brand.
Miss Kelsey, what is the best number to look for when buying a product that has SPF?
Sure. So that's kind of what I was talking about before, where it's that SPF 30 is going to be like the dermatologist recommended number. That's going to block 97% of the sun's UVB rays. So UVB is the burning ray. UVA, they can also block UVA. Certain sunscreens can, but UVA is going to be more of the one that penetrates deeper into the skin and ages your skin more. So you want to find something that blocks both, but UVB is the very important one, especially for skin cancer. So the higher number SPF blocks slightly more of the sun's UVB rays, but no sunscreen can block 100%. So no, unless you're not out in the sun, you can't block all of those rays. So that's like what we were talking about before. Wow. If we're over 50, it really doesn't make that much of a difference.
Yeah, that's really good to know. You can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok at itsmekelsey22. And then the blog is kelseychristine.com. And then I'm also on YouTube at kelseychristine.
You're beautiful. Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on the show and educating us when it comes to really taking care of our skin and protecting it with sunscreen. It's super important, and you definitely want to check out her page. She has so many beautiful clothes, so many beautiful pieces of jewelry, mm-hmm. and then it's just easy shopping. You just click on something that she has. It directs you exactly to where she got it, and that's why she is the best at what she does. Kelsey, we love you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, Kelsey Christine with Fashion on the Fly. We'll see you next week. Okay.
All right.
There you have it. It's Kristen Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jam.